Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's a really beautiful day here in Denmark today. It's probably one of the last days of summer. Kids are going back to school. People are going back to work. I'm going to be starting my bachelor degree probably in about a week to 10 days still, actually. It's probably more like a week. I think it's around the 19th. So, you know, summer's coming to a close here. So it's really nice to have these last summer days ready. I'm out walking the dog now. Because we got a street party in our neighbourhood, basically, later this afternoon, starting around 3 o'clock. And it's really nice to close the summer, so to speak, by spending time with our neighbours, eating some great food, drinking a few beers, and just being social with the people that we actually see on a daily basis, where we live, really. And we say hello and hi, and sometimes we stop and chat. So it's nice to actually spend an evening and close kind of the summer with a nice evening with neighbours. Yesterday I did a workshop called Start Sharing at a company called Contrast. It was held at their company offices, and we had the session was actually organised by a great guy called Paul Henningsen. His company's called Empower. He's also written some books about how to conduct business meetings and make them productive, and how to conduct business in general and make your time productive. And we're kind of falling in with each other, I guess, because he's kind of got a lot of knowledge and experience in his field, which is communication and business. And I've got a lot of knowledge when it comes to the internet and social media, and how to start producing content that's useful for other people. So that's really what the workshop was about yesterday. It was about, I was talking about how an organization or a company can start producing blog posts, videos, podcasts, you know, whatever seamless way they can start, and whatever way they find comfortable to start producing content that supports their core business. So it's this idea of giving away all your knowledge and experience, as free content. And of course, that helps promote and support your core business, which of course is not free content. It gets to a point where somebody finds you useful online, finds the content that you provide them with useful online, then at some point they're going to find your core business useful and probably want to actually employ you or buy or whatever call to action you want them to do. If you demonstrate that what you have to say is useful by giving away, and that you have knowledge and experience by giving away free content, then you're kind of letting people try before they buy. You're letting them see that, yes, this person knows what they're talking about. I can see they actually do it. You know, they live it every day. They have experience. And that gives someone confidence to actually take that final step, to actually become a part of your core business and actually buy your book or employ you to do whatever it is that they want you to do, buy cakes from your shop, buy a copy of your digital magazine on the iPad, whatever it is. If you can get the balance of giving away enough free content to get people interested in what you're doing, and enough free content that is useful for everybody else or for your target audience, then of course it's the final step to actually taking out that subscription for your iPad, Mac, or whatever it is not such a big step at the end of it, because the person already knows that what you have to say and what you're providing them is already darn useful. And of course, the one thing you need to accept with that is that there are only ever going to be people who will want to take your free content, but there will be a good percentage of people who see it as something very valuable and see it valuable enough to actually go in and enter your core business. And in this day and age, whether someone chooses to actually buy your service, buy your magazine, whatever it is that you're wanting to support with free content, in this day and age, it's just as relevant that somebody buys it as somebody sharing it, because they're introducing your content by sharing it to their network, to all the people that they know. And then out of that, of course, is more than likely that there's going to be more people who are going to find your content useful and start tapping into it. So the more and more people share, the more and more they do still become part of your core audience. And of course, there will always be a percentage out of that who are just happy to help themselves to free content. But there will be a good percentage of that as well who will feel confident and realize that they actually want to go through and actually buy the content that you have for sale, whatever it is, or your service, or whatever it is. So it was a really interesting session yesterday. I videoed a lot of it, so I'll be posting some videos up on YouTube and then putting them through my blog. Maybe late today, but maybe tomorrow. We've got this big summer party that I spoke about earlier, so we're kind of getting ready for that. So videos are uploading now as I'm out walking the dog. So hopefully I can just put all the little I've broken it up, because it was a whole morning. It was like, you know, 3.5 hours of content. So what I've done is I've actually broken the session up into main points and then made a series of little videos. So it's a little bit more easier to digest rather than pressing play. And it's, you know, I think once I'd taken out the highlights, it was nearly an hour, actually. So I've kind of broken that hour down into little bullet point videos. So a little bit more easy to digest. And I'll post all of those on my blog. And they'll be on YouTube as well. And if you're, of course, interested, you can click in and watch some of the session. And the great thing is, we're organising another session on, at the moment, it's going to be the 30th of August. We're actually going to take a trip to Copenhagen. And I'm going to do a session there to a few businesses there about starting to share, starting to get them going on, or kickstart them on social media. And it'll be interesting, because one of the things we spoke about yesterday was this thing in Denmark where people are very reserved. There's this thing called Jantelov, and it's a Danish phrase, and it refers to the fact that people are very humble here in Denmark. They don't really want to stick their head up and be the one who's showing off, or the one who's in the limelight above everybody else. And people often talk about Jantelov over here as a myth, and some people say fuck Jantelov and stuff like that. So there are some people who don't really care about it, but there are a lot of people who do. It is actually part of the culture. So this idea of really starting to share on social media actually is that it's quite difficult for a lot of Danes, because they feel like they feel like maybe it's a form of showing off, and when actually it isn't. If you're passionate about your business and you want to promote your business, you want to promote what you're doing, you know, share your passion. That's what it's all about. Share what you're enthusiastic about. I want to see how you go about your day. I don't care whether you whether you're a garbage man or the CEO of a company. If you tell me your personal story about how you go about doing what you do and you do it through social media, I'm going to find that fascinating. And most people will. And of course, you can tailor that a little bit more if it is for an organisation or a business, so it actually speaks to a particular target audience. But it'll be interesting on the 30th when I do the next session to see whether the feeling is the same. And I've certainly come across it before here in Denmark. But it'd be interesting to see whether the feeling is the same there, in the big smoky city, Copenhagen, that, you know, people feel like they don't want to show off or stick their neck out above everybody else, Yandelon. So, it'll be interesting to see whether this kind of new set of people have a similar attitude towards it. And now that I kind of know the attitude is there from the first workshop I've just done, then I can kind of revise my workshop a little bit, make it a little bit more structured, but we can actually talk about Yandelon. I can bring it up and say, look, you know, this exists, we all know about it, what are we going to do about it? So we turn it over to them and say, look, you know, at the end of the day, it's nonsense really. If you're passionate about something and you want to connect with an audience, then get on with it. It's not about showing off, it's not about making yourself look as though you're better than anybody else. It's about promoting your business and connecting with new people and networking and finding new people who are going to appreciate what you have to give them and offer them. That's what it's about. It's not about showing off. So that'll be something I'll certainly incorporate into the next version of the workshop and bring it out as a discussion. Because it's, you know, I guess it's also, you know, a different cultural background. I'm from the UK, so, you know, I'm not a big show-off. I've just come to believe in the power of sharing. And I want other people to start believing in it too. And I got no qualms about sharing, whether you think I'm a show-off or not. I'm not a show-off, I'm just passionate about certain things, and I'm really happy to share them. Share whatever knowledge and experience I have, share my life, share what I'm doing. If you find it interesting, great. If you don't, then you really don't have to tune in. But what it isn't about is showing off. I'm actually quite an introvert, to be honest. If we go back to the idea that I'm going to this neighbourhood party tonight, it's going to be very nice to sit down with neighbours and stuff, but there's a huge part of me that doesn't want to go, because I'm not the kind of person who really likes sitting there, you know, throwing out small talk all the time. I'm actually quite shy. I am actually an introvert, believe it or not. I think a lot of people are. But I think there's a huge difference between that than actually realising that there's tools and things you can do and things that you're passionate about and actually being passionate about sharing them. It's two very different things. I think I saw a TED talk once. I can't remember the name of the lady who did the talk, but it was actually called something like The Power of Introverts. It was really fascinating because she was an introvert herself, and she was actually doing a TED talk in front of thousands of people, or hundreds of people, and of course being streamed online. How you can actually use people who are introverts in a really positive way, because they might be introverts, they might be a little bit shy, but at the same time, if you take the time to listen and you take the time to encourage them and you take the time to share with them and strike up conversation together, you realise you actually don't have that much, you know, you realise you have a lot in common. Everybody does. So I think if you do a Google search, Power of Introverts and TED Talk, you'll find the talk. It was really fascinating. And certainly it's a topic that I'll be kind of confronting, I think, again in the next workshop. Yandelon, introverts, it's okay to share, because it's not about showing off or trying to make yourself bigger than anyone else. It's about sharing what you do. It's about spreading knowledge. It's about promoting what you're doing. Letting people know that you know what you're doing. You know, if you can let people know and share as much content as possible so that people get the impression that you know what you're talking about and that you've actually got some expertise in a particular field, or then taking that step to actually become a part of your core audience and employ you, or whatever it is they want to do, buy your book, becomes less of a big step, because they already know, they already trust you, because they know you know what you're talking about. Alright. I'm going to finish walking the dog. I've already gone off on one now, because I really believe in this. I really believe in, you know, this whole idea of transmedia for the rest of us, really. And I can't wait to do the next workshop on the 30th. It's going to be really exciting. And between now and then, I'm starting school and doing a lot of other stuff. I really enjoyed doing the workshop yesterday, and I got a lot of really great feedback from the people who attended. So I can't wait to do it again and get to know some more people, share whatever knowledge I can give them and enthusiasm that I can give them about what I know. And hopefully, between the one I did yesterday and the one that I'll be doing in a couple of weeks, and maybe more after that, that more people in Aarhus and Copenhagen and around Denmark who are running exciting projects and businesses will start sharing their knowledge, because it will benefit me and it will benefit everybody. Because we're all going to start sharing what we know, and we can all start learning from each other. We just have to get on with it and not worry so much about this idea of Yandelong. Start doing, and the rest will come.